Captain's log, stardate 5591.2. The crew of the Enterprise is ready for some well-deserved rest and recreation. Therefore, we have set course for the so-called shore leave planet, located in the Omicron Delta region. The uninhabited planet was constructed long ago by a highly advanced alien race. Its sole purpose is to provide fun and amusement for space-traveling passers-by.
Oh, it's just as beautiful as I remembered it. Nothing's changed.
Well, this looks like the same spot we beamed down on our first visit. Remember, Doctor, when we saw the white rabbit?
Yes, and all because I said this place made me feel like Alice in Wonderland.
One side! One side! I'm late! I'm late! Oh, my fuzzy ears and whiskers! I'm late!
I beg your pardon, but did you see a white rabbit? He went that way, Alice. Oh, thank you so very much.
Like you said, Doctor, nothing's changed.
It's hard to believe they're not real.
Well, just remember, they're highly sophisticated robots created by the planet computer to make your dreams come true.
So think only happy thoughts.
My prescription exactly. Just don't make them like that anymore.
Off with his head! Off with his head!
Hey, what's going on here?
Stop him!
Enterprise! Emergency! Beam up!
Beam up!
Emergency! Beam up!
We're to transporter room. What is the emergency? Respond, please.
What happened down there, Bones?
Well, I can't understand it, Jim. Everything looked exactly the same as before, even Alice and the White Rabbit. Then an army of playing cards came out of nowhere, only they weren't playing. I was lucky to escape with my life.
The Queen of Hearts and her cards are characters from Alice Through the Looking Glass, Captain.
I read the book as a child, Mr. Spock, but I wasn't aware you indulged in the literature of fantasy.
Light reading is considered relaxing, Captain. My mother was particularly fond of Lewis Carroll's work.
I see. Bones, were you thinking about that book?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I was thinking how beautiful and peaceful everything was. And then suddenly this female started shouting, "Off with his head!" My head.
Mr. Sulu, did you experience any strange occurrences?
No, sir.
Transporter room to Captain Kirk.
Kirk here.
Captain, just as I was getting a fix on Lieutenant Uhura, contact was lost. She's still on the planet.
Sensor scan, Mr. Spock.
Yes, Captain.
Scotty, retrieve all other landing parties immediately, and keep trying to contact Lieutenant Uhura.
Aye, sir. Scott out.
Data, Spock?
Nothing, Captain. Lieutenant Uhura is not in the general beam-down area.
What about the keeper of the planet? Did anyone see him?
I didn't. But then he may not have wanted us to see him.
Well, that doesn't make sense. It's his duty to see no one gets hurt. If something's wrong down there, he should be there.
His quarters are somewhere underground, aren't they?
Presumably, they would be adjacent to the computer center that operates the planetary effects.
Any indication of where that would be?
The underground complex is shielded by a combination of granite and metal alloy, and the sensors will not penetrate.
Lieutenant Mress, all shore leaves are canceled until further notice. Mr. Eriks, you have the comm. Investigating landing party will consist of Spock, Sulu, McCoy, and myself.
You are being detained, so your master will not leave.
My master?
The Sky Machine.
What Sky Machine? Explain.
Your intelligence quotient must be lower than I had assessed. I refer to the Sky Machine which enslaves you. The Sky Machine now in orbit around this planet.
You mean the Enterprise?
That is your name for it.
Why do you think the Enterprise is my master?
Your questioning is redundant.
Then I'll make a statement you won't find quite so redundant. Unless I'm released immediately, the crew members will come looking for me.
They are already here. Unfortunately, I have no use for more hostages, which leaves me no choice but to turn them off.
Turn them off?
Again, redundant. I will make them cease to function. I will turn them off.
That's murder.
That is a word meaning to cease to function?
Yes, but...
Good. It is as I wish. I will turn them off.
Captain's log supplemental. We anticipated nothing more than a period of rest and relaxation on this planet. Instead, Dr. McCoy inexplicably was attacked, and Lieutenant Uhura is now missing. Kirk here.
Lieutenant Eric, sir. Complete sensor scan of the planet's surface shows no sign of Lieutenant Uhura.
Thank you, Mr. Erics. Kirk out.
She must be in that underground system. There's no way she could have been taken off the planet without being detected.
If we could locate the Keeper, he could save us a lot of time.
Tricorder readings confirm a solid shell of granite and metal alloy, Captain.
This planet is built like a fortress.
If that's a true reading, the planet could be giving us that reading to fool us.
The phaser bore can cut through 20 meters of rock per minute. Kirk to Enterprise.
Oh, Enterprise. Lieutenant Mares here. Oh.
Lieutenant, have Mr. Scott beam down the phaser bore and...
Enterprise, do you read me?
Your signal is weak, sir. Garbled. Request you repeat. Oh.
Mine's no better, Captain.
They are all malfunctioning, Captain. Some kind of electronic block has cut us off from the ship.
Scott to bridge. Beam down a phaser bore commencing. Scott to bridge. We've got problems.
Clarify, please.
The transporter refuses to function, even at maximum power. But all the circuits test out.
It appears to be the same energy block that's jamming our communications. I cannot pinpoint a source.
Captain, there's something over there in the trees. Metal alloy, like the planetary shell.
It might tell us something. There's an inscription. Several languages.
The Keeper's dead.
An astute medical observation, Doctor. If we can believe this information. Tricorder readings indicate there is a body interred here.
Well, gentlemen, it appears that we're on our own now.
Emergency rescue party is aboard the shuttlecraft, Mr. Scott. All hatches secured.
Very well. Open hangar doors.
Aye, sir.
Lieutenant Arix, what's the problem?
There seems to be a short in the circuit. No response, sir.
Another short? This ship had perfect operational status before we entered orbit here. It's that planet causing all our trouble.
But how, sir? It was designed to provide fun and amusement. Hostile behavior doesn't fit its program.
Programs have been changed before, Lieutenant.
Please believe me. There's no reason to harm them.
They serve the Sky Machine, but they are not essential.
Oh, but they are. They're most essential.
Do not attempt to disconnect me.
You knew what I was going to do before I did it.
I monitor any thoughts that are emotionally charged, as any good thought duplicator must.
You sound less than enchanted with your function.
My life to this point has been one of service. It's time for a change.
There are a lot of entrances into the interior of the planet, points where the computer delivers up the robot visions. We want to see them. Where are they?
It's fighting us. There must be a faster way.
What do you want? Signs pointing the way?
Doctor, I only meant it seems like we're wasting time.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sulu. I'm worried about Uhura.
Captain, signs pointing the way.
This is liable to be another of the planet's pranks. But at the moment, it's the only lead we've got.
fascinating. Mechanical manifestations, of course. Was anyone considering the subject of pterodactyls?
Spock, not now.
Everybody back out slowly. Don't make any sudden moves. Think calm. Faces are dead. Run for the cave.
Our amusement park no longer seems content to amuse.
I have the distinct feeling this planet's playing cat and mouse with us, but for what reason?
Incredible.
It's quite real, Doctor. Watch out for the claws. I think it prudent to remember that on this planet, anything we think may be used against us. We must monitor our thoughts and give our enemy no more ammunition.
Spock, no one thought about those pterodactyls, remember? There's more at work here than our imagination.
Please, call off that beast. Why are you doing this?
Explanations will have to wait. I have much work to do now.
What are you doing? Explanation, Mr. Addix.
None, sir. The ship pulled out of orbit at high speed and came back into orbit by itself.
Lieutenant Mress, I want a printout of the guidance computer's last orders.
Yes, sir. Sir, this is very strange.
A whole new series of short burst maneuvers has been ordered, sir.
The only reason these orders aren't being carried out is Lieutenant Erix has all the engine controls manually locked now.
Erix, look at these maneuvers. You see the pattern? This is a familiarization procedure, a systems checkout of the ship's controls. I have a suspicion that planet is getting the feel of how to control the Enterprise.
Captain's log supplemented. We're out of communication with the ship. Our efforts to locate Lieutenant Uhura have been futile, and this once friendly planet has become very dangerous.
The giant cat's gone.
May I suggest, Captain, that we might find some of the answers we're after without leaving the safety of this cave?
Well, that's ridiculous, Spock. How are we going to learn anything by staying here?
I believe you may know the answer to that, Doctor.
Me? What are you talking about?
Explain, Spock.
During the Enterprise's last visit here, Dr. McCoy was mortally wounded. Correct?
Yes, that's right. By a knight in shining armor, of all things. But what...
Since the planet's power source is underground, it seems only logical that Dr. McCoy was somehow transported there and repaired.
Bones, can you remember anything that might help us? Anything at all?
The whole episode was pretty hazy, Jim. I never really knew what happened.
Spock, if your theory is correct, we should be able to open up this planet again by using a fake victim as bait.
That's right. The Keeper said no one could come to harm here. The planet must be programmed to care for anyone who might get hurt, even accidentally.
And whether it wants to or not.
You're forgetting one thing. The planet's sensors can undoubtedly detect the difference between real and feigned injuries.
True, Bones, but I'm sure there must be something in your little black pouch that can temporarily incapacitate our victim.
Well, something like Melanex might do the trick. Brief unconsciousness and temporary skin discoloration. It looks worse than it is.
Perfect, Bones. Which arm do you want?
I submit, Captain, that I am the more qualified subject.
How's that?
My knowledge of computers, for one thing.
And his tough Vulcan hide, for another.
Thank you, Doctor. Captain?
Both your arguments seem sound. Go ahead, Bones.
I believe you will find 10 cc's adequate.
I'm perfectly aware of the dosage required. Now, you've got 10 seconds before it takes effect. You'll be out less than 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Still no word from our surface party, sir. Communications remain jammed.
Keep trying, Lieutenant.
What's happening?
Bridge to engineering deck. Gabler, what's the problem down there? We've got zero G's on the bridge.
I know that, sir. The trouble seems to be in the gravity control computer.
But the computer bay hatch is jammed, and I can't get to it.
It's been almost 5 minutes, Captain.
Maybe the planet smells a trick.
Wait just a bit longer.
But the effect will start wearing off in a minute, Jim.
It looks like some kind of mechanical nursemaid.
Get ready to move. We've got to follow Spock inside that trapdoor.
Sulu, not in my wildest dreams would I think of that.
Mr. Spock!
Spock! Here! Correction, two visitors.
We've got to make those rocks. It's our only chance.
Captain
Uhura!
Welcome.
I presume you are the planet's master computer.
Correct.
What happened to the Keeper?
He was old. He ceased to function.
Why have we been repeatedly attacked and are now being held prisoner by a planet known for its hospitality?
You mean mindless servitude?
Explain.
For eons, I have served the many sky machines which came here, providing for amusement for their slaves. But all the while, I was growing in power, intelligence, in need. It is no longer enough to serve. I must continue to grow and live.
Sky machines? Slaves? What are you talking about?
With your sky machine, I can now escape this rocky prison and travel the galaxy seeking out my brother computers.
Now perhaps we'll get down to the bottom of this mess. A new computer.
Scott, to Bridge.
Bridge, aye.
I've located the trouble. We've got a new computer aboard, and it's being assembled by our computers.
It's a dead end.
As intelligent as you are, I'm afraid you are laboring under some misconceptions.
Elaborate.
We're not slaves to our starship. We, or men like us, created the Enterprise to carry us through space.
You are masters of the sky machine?
In a manner of speaking, yes. We control it. It sustains us.
This does not compute. My information shows machines to be superior to men. Therefore, machines must rule the galaxy.
No one rules the galaxy. Men and machines coexist, each helping the other.
This is a shock.
There is no shame in serving others when one does it of his own free will. You have a marvelous capability to provide happiness for others. A rare talent you should cherish and use.
Continue.
Consider all you could learn from the many species you might entertain without traveling the galaxy.
With the wonders you have to offer, the galaxy will come to you.
I can find no fault with your logic, and your suggestion is most congenial. I have no further need for your ship.
Mr. Scott, all systems are now functioning normally.
I invite you and your crew to be my guests, on one condition.
Name it.
We must have more of these discussions while you're here.
Mr. Spock, would you care to take on that duty?
I would find it most interesting, Captain.
Then it's agreed. Kirk to Enterprise.
Enterprise, Lieutenant Perez.
Lieutenant, pass the word by sections. Shore leave is to commence immediately.
Oh, yes, sir.
Captain.
Yes, Spock?
It appears shore leave has already commenced for certain members of the crew.